5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast. I'm Andy Mitten and I'm sat in Old Trafford with Steve Armstrong, one of the usual hosts, and we've been joined by a man from Asturias in the north of Spain called Juan. What brings you here today, mate?
What brings you here?
No, what brings you here?
Okay. I came here with the Street Football World, and I guess this is why you're here as well. They are an organization that they are trying to change and to improve millions of lives through football. And I really think that football has the power to do that. So we have become together to come up with great ideas to try to improve millions of lives around the world.
Are you ready to answer some questions from United We Stand readers?
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not responsible for any of them before. Okay, first one from a lad called Remo. When you're walking around Manchester and it gets a bit windy, do you have any special shoes with cement in the bottom to stop you taking off?
No, but I have stones in my pocket.
Why does Spain never do well in the Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, they did. We won in a few years ago, and I think we had great singers going there. Edurne was there, David De Gea girlfriend.
Yes, and if I would have been a proper journalist, I would have researched that that was a bad question, wouldn't it? Do you know the words to Last Ketchup?
The what?
Last Ketchup, the song.
Acereje, ja, deje, yeah.
Well,
I think they were big in England.
Yeah, they were massive.
Massive, yeah. Bigger than in Spain, I think.
They played Old Trafford, 70,000 people.
No chance. Don't believe that.
Are you glad your surname wasn't 234?
Why?
That was a question.
Yeah, I am very glad. What is my surname?
Well, it's Matter.
Okay.
But 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I just got it. I'm late. too many speech.
Juan, you're known amongst United fans as one of the nicest people at the club, and you're always happy and you're always in a good mood. Can you tell us about a time you've wanted to punch somebody?
Yes. Not right now, but if you...
Have you ever been angry?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I have my other side where I get angry, and sometimes in the pitch I get angry, yeah.
What, if we were like Sporting Gijón fans, would that be a problem?
No, it doesn't have to be a problem. I have friends that they support Sporting Gijón, so we have a little bit of problem, but not that big.
Can you play the flamenco guitar, and what do you think of English food?
No, it's not as bad as people think out of England, so it's not bad.
Have you ever tried any of the following? Meat and potato pie?
Yes, I love it.
Black pudding?
No.
Chip muffin?
I don't think, no.
It's a chip muffin anyway, definitely. Eccles cake?
No.
Manchester tart?
Manchester tart? No, what is it?
You've never had a Manchester tart?
No,
it's a cake.
Yeah, but what it has...
What goes in a Manchester? Custard?
You don't know. They don't know. They don't know, people.
Go on. What is
it? I can't believe I've just asked. I don't know what it is.
Hot Vimto?
What?
Vimto. It's a hot drink from Manchester.
No.
What, a part of Holtz's?
Holtz's bitter.
A pint of Holtz's bitter.
No.
Boddington's?
No.
Can you please try all of these things, write about it in your blog, and then report back?
Okay, I will.
Red or white wine?
Red.
And there's another part to that. If he answers rosé, tell him to please hand a transfer request. It has to be red or white.
Did your friend Ander Herrera get any stick for allowing Noble to carry him off the pitch at West Ham?
That was fun. I was in the bench, And I was really fun at that moment, and yeah, he got a little bit of banter.
What's your favourite Spanish seaside fishing village, Magaluf or Benidorm?
You know, I think it's a little bit of old seafood there. It's not very fresh, so I will...
Are they typical? Are they very Spanish resorts?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What, Magaluf? Yeah. It's full of British people.
I know. And I mean, you go to Benidorm, to Magaluf, and you see shops in English and everything in English.
There's a Stratford Inn bar in Benidorm.
There should be. There should be, for sure. There is an Asturian neighbourhood in Benidorm.
Really?
If you don't know. Yeah.
So if people are cold...
A lot of people from Asturias, they go there in summer, yeah.
For the warmth.
Yeah.
When were you last drunk?
When we won the Eurocup with Spain.
Who would win a fight between 10 gorillas and 100 Manchester United hooligans?
100 Manchester United hooligans?
Against 10 gorillas, big gorillas.
They're unbeatable.
Yeah?
Who's going to win the FA Cup?
Us.
What's your favourite building in Manchester from an architectural point of view?
Well, you know, I think one that it doesn't really... When you think about Manchester, you don't really see that kind of building, and the Hilton is modern, is new, and is a great piece of architecture.
Do you ever wet shave, or do you just...
The tower? Bedam Tower.
Yeah, Bedam Tower, yeah.
Do you ever wet shave, or do you just set the clippers to Don Johnson?
Do you
wet shave or Don Johnson, Miami Vice? You know, always stubble.
Yeah, no, I never shave 100%, like, okay. Completely wet shave, you call that. Huh?
Yeah.
Because my face just goes red, and yeah, so I don't remember the last time I did it, like, with a razor.
What's the biggest city in Aragon?
The biggest?
Yeah.
Of population?
Yeah.
Zaragoza, I guess.
What's the name of the river that goes through it?
El Ebro.
And the stadium in the city?
La Romareda. I'm not there. Ander is from Zaragoza.
I'll get Ander over in a minute. Name a British player who's played in Zaragoza in the last 5 years.
His
mate?
Yeah. It's a right winger. It's Ander. ¿Cómo se llama el inglés que juego contigo? Penant.
You just cheated by asking a fellow Spanish
but
international.
No, but he didn't tell me.
Name the cathedral in Zaragoza.
El Pilar.
What's your favourite stadium in the world?
Zaragoza.
Give up.
Well, I don't know. I played it, for example, in Maracana, and it was great. Yeah.
Favourite book?
I'm reading now a lot about Charles Bukowski, and I like him, so one of them. I don't know.
Not a footballer. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone? Singer or actors or
name one.
I'm trying to think if I have their number or not.
Just make it up.
Just say you've got Jennifer Lopez's number.
You know the interview with Jennifer Lopez in the pool carpool karaoke. I don't know why she didn't tell that he has my number. That was weird.
Dodge the question there.
Yeah. So who is the famous person?
I don't know. I have to think.
Princess Leticia.
No, not
she's
yet.
From your part of the world, no?
Fernando Alonso.
We went to the same school.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Different age, but same school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Since you've been in Manchester, have you ever woke up covered in kebab sauce at 3 a.m?
Is that common in here? No, I never did this.
Last couple of questions. Your favourite tapas?
It's going to be tapeo and wine in Deansgate.
Tell us a phrase in Asturian.
What
does that mean?
You have to church.
What's your favourite beer?
Beer?
Yeah.
Coronita.
Do you wash and dry your own socks and boxers, or just keep buying new pairs?
No, but I have a person who does it in my house for me.
Have you written to Wikipedia to tell them they've got your place of birth wrong?
I thought about it so many times, but you know what? My friends got into Wikipedia. And
they've done it.
I don't know if they've done that, but they changed my nickname and thing, so they messed up completely.
Do you think it's strange that Piccadilly Gardens is called Piccadilly Gardens and not Piccadilly Concrete?
No, it's beautiful. They have beautiful gardens.
What's your nickname?
My nickname?
Yeah.
They used to call me Johnny Kills. Just a literal translation of my surname.
Finally, best away end this season with United in the FA Cup? Derby, Shrewsbury, West Ham, or Wembley?
I would say a big thank you to all the people that went to Shrewsbury and you know, and Derby, because it's not easy to go there. It's, you know, it's easier to go to Wembley. So these are small games where we were supported by a lot of fans. That's probably where I would say thank you very much for coming there.
And in 10 years' time, when maybe you're not playing, do you want to come to a game on our coach, on an away match?
I would like to, seriously.
Liverpool away.
I know Ander said that.
I know he did. And
so maybe we'll go together.
Liverpool away.
Great experience.
Bus. On the monkey bus.
In that corner, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Top man. That's it for this short United We Stand podcast. We hope you enjoyed Juan. He was in decent form. And you should check out Street Football World, which is a charity Juan's just become involved in. And we met his mum as well, Mrs. Matta. We spoke to her on Friday afternoon and she was very nice. And we'll be bringing you the next United We Stand podcast from Norwich, the trek to Norwich on Saturday. There's a couple of treks coming up because we've also got the FA Cup final, which is usually a long, long day out. But brilliant that Manchester United are in an FA Cup final for the first time since 2007. We know there are some issues with tickets and we will be covering that in the next podcast. Until then, goodbye.